AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukrainian troops have taken full control of the Russian town of Sudza. During a press briefing, Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says that Ukraine's incursion into Russia does not change the U.S. position on Ukraine.
The policy that we set out from the beginning and allowing those counterfire measures to take place around that Sumy area, nothing's changed on that.
In an AP interview, Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says current numbers still show that consumers are paying higher prices.
I think that there is a risk that when we're talking about inflation, that we might be talking about it in a fashion that's overly enthusiastic for the taste of consumers and the American people, in the sense that prices are still elevated. We're talking about a rise in the consumer price index of 20% plus going back to January of 2020, right before we knew that we had a problem with the pandemic and the economy.
Artists continue to object to former President Donald Trump using their songs at campaign events. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Pop powerhouses, American classics, British artists, and the estates of deceased legends and many musicians have long objected to Donald Trump using their songs at campaign events. Performers include Celine Dion, Bruce Springsteen, and Rihanna. Add to the list the son of the late soul singer Isaac Hayes, whose father co-wrote a Sam and Dave classic. Hayes' family announced on social media that it has threatened legal action against Trump for what it calls 134 counts of copyright infringement for the unauthorized use of the song Hold On, I'm Coming at campaign rallies from 2022 to 2024. Trump has obtained the co-sign from a few celebrity musicians, including Kid Rock and Lee Greenwood. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the investigation into the death of a TV star.
Five people in all are accused.
A live-in assistant, various go-betweens, two medical doctors, and a major source of drug supply known as, quote, the ketamine queen.
Perry died from a ketamine overdose. Ketamine is a powerful anesthetic that sometimes is used to treat chronic pain and depression. He had struggled with addiction for years. Los Angeles U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada says the five were Perry's suppliers.
These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. They knew what they were doing was wrong. They knew what they were doing was risking great danger to Mr. Perry, but they did it anyway.
The assistant, Kenneth Iwomasa, found Perry dead last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News. Have a good night.